All right, my name is Cameron Monastere. I am 17 years old. It is 11/23/17, and I'm speaking with my grandfather. We call him Granddaddy, and we're in Birmingham, Alabama. And here it is. How would you describe yourself to someone who has never met you?
Well, it would depend on who I was talking to. What the age was, what the background was, what their interests were. I guess I'm self-motivated, likes to work, always got a project going on, and figuring out how the best way to do a job that's better than it was the last time you did it.
All right. Next question. Tell me about your parents and what was your life like growing up?
Well, I was raised, my daddy was a sharecropper and we was farming. When I was 10 years old, 11, 12 years old, I was going to the field plowing mules all day long by myself. Daddy was a carpenter and he would take off in the spring and help me get cotton and corn and everything planted, and then he'd go back to a carpenter. And it was my job to do all the plowing, the hoeing, picking cotton, all this kind of stuff. We sold our crop in the field when I was about 10 years old and moved to Starkville, Longview, which is right outside of Starkville, because Mother got a job making $25 a week in a grocery store, and to us that was good money back in those days.
Where were you before Starkville, before Landon?
Webster County, between Spring Hill and Cataretta, which is a little country. It was 17 miles from Grenada and 16 miles from Eupolder down a gravel road.
Can you tell me a little bit about where... Actually, we just answered that question. All right. Can you tell me about if there was like a historic event that really affected your life or affected your parents or anything like that?
No, not really. It was just normal. I was 10 days old when Pearl Harbor was bombed, so I don't remember anything about that. My dad never did have to go to the Army because he was too young for World War One, too old for World War Two. Too old for World War Two. So he didn't have any military background or anything. I had some uncles that did, but my dad didn't have anything to do with the military.
All right. Okay. Did you have a nickname as a child, and how did you get it?
Well, after we moved to Longview, I was kind of small, and a lot of them called me Midget because I was small, and I think I weighed about 93 pounds when I was playing freshman football, so I had a nickname of Midget.
So who'd you play for?
Played freshman of Starkville High School.
All right, what positions did you play?
I played when we were so far ahead till everybody else was... We had a good team, but we had a good first team, and then the rest of us was just out there. We enjoyed it, but then of course, about as a freshman, you got to play, but as you got on up older, you didn't, so I just played 1 year.
Yes, sir. All right. What was your relationship like with your parents?
Good. If Daddy said something, that was it. Wasn't no arguing, wasn't anything like that. That was it. I had probably the best parents anybody could have.
Yes, sir. All right. Tell me about your siblings, if you had any. Were you close with them?
I have one sister. She's 2 years older than me. And we grew up, we stayed back then when Mother and Daddy was working, when we was 10 and 11 and all, we was stay by ourselves, and of course you can't do that now. They'd have the welfare department down on you if you left your kids at home by yourself. But back then, it was that was just the way things were.
Okay, did you like school? Why or why not?
Oh, not really. I didn't. I never went to college. Back then they had, when you was in the 11th and 12th grade, they had what you call a DO program, which is Diversified Occupation. And you could go to school, take two courses in DO, or Diversified Occupation, and you could go to school and at work. So I would get up in the morning and go to the grocery store and help set up the meat case. I was working with a butcher. I'd help set up the meat case, and I'd go to school at 8. I'd get out at 11 and go back to work and work till 6 at night. And I did this my junior and senior year.
All right, what jobs did you have when you were a teenager? What did you do with the money earned?
Well, when I was a teenager, I worked in a grocery store, and I think I made 50 cents an hour. And I worked several hours, a good many hours, and I'd save. I would spend $5 a week, and I'd put 20 in the bank. And after a period of time, I bought several cows, had my herd of cows when I was 17, 18 years old.
All right. Okay, if you could go back and relive your teenage years, would you? Why or why not?
I wouldn't change a thing.
You wouldn't?
I enjoyed what I did. It was several things come up at the time. I was joined the National Guard when I was 17 years old and went to Fort Jackson, South Carolina at 17. Stayed 6 months over there where I cooked in a basic training camp. And after that, I come back and I stayed in the Guards for 21 years and retired at 21 years with it as a rank of First Sergeant.
What was your favorite thing about the military?
I just enjoyed it. It was kind of tough, but I didn't like summer camp that much because you had to go and
meet people.
Just people and in general, but I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the military, and I think every kid should have been exposed to it to a certain degree.
Hmm. All right. Okay. How did you find your way to the current job or career you have right now?
Well, I used to. I was working when I got out of high school and got out of back from basic training in the military. I started working at Kroger's, and I worked at Kroger's in Starkville, and they transferred me to, and as a meat cutter, they transferred me to Amory. And I didn't really like being away from home that much, so I decided that I would, barbering at that time was good. The ROTC at the university, those kids, a lot of them got two haircuts a week, so barbering was good for a while. And I barbered for about 10 years, and long hair took over. And then I quit barbering and started working at a grocery store, and then I bought half the grocery store. And then I bought my partner out, and then I started buying stores and building stores. And I ended up with 23 convenience stores over the next several years.
All right. Okay, tell me about the best person or worst person you ever worked with.
The best person and the...
Or the worst person, either one you could choose.
Well, I'd say my parents were the best people I've ever met. The worst one... I don't really know anybody that I'd consider the worst person. I see some people that's greedy and, mm-hmm. you know, I don't get along with, but I just kind of ignore those type of people and don't get around them that much.
All right. Thinking of the jobs you've held, tell me about your most or your least favorite job.
I guess after they transferred me to Amory as a meat cutter, I didn't like being away from home that much, and I guess that was probably the, it wasn't a job, it was the being away from home that I didn't like.
All right.
The best job, I guess, was after I got started in a grocery store, I mean convenience stores, and convenience stores was good at the time. They were grocery stores like Kroger's and all closed at 6 o'clock at night. They closed on Sunday, they closed every holiday. But now then they stay open all the time. They stay open more now than the convenience store does. So I guess that was probably the best, coming up and making, trying to come up with an idea and then make it work is what I enjoy much as anything.
All right. Okay. When were you in the military? Which branch did you serve in?
From 1958 for the next 21 years.
All right. Okay. All right. Why? Why did you join?
My cousin was wanting to join, so he and I joined together, went to Fort Jackson, South Carolina together, cooked in the basic training camp whenever we got out, and then I stayed in for the next 21 years, and he got out, and so I retired there. I enjoyed it. The retirement is, you can have insurance, retirement, and all, and it just works out good. You have TRICARE for life, which is the best insurance that you can have, and it costs you very little.
All right. What do you think the toughest part of being in the military was for you?
I think being away from home and all. If you don't like to be away from home, then the military is not for you. Now then, it's even in the Guards, back when I was in, you got activated very little. Vietnam, several units got activated for Vietnam, but we didn't. We was lucky. We didn't have to. We didn't have to go to there. But now then, though, you get in and you're gonna be. If you stay in 20 years, you're gonna be activated 4 or 5 times for a year or a year and a half at a time, and it's more demanding now than it was then.
Hmm. Yes, sir. Okay. All right. These are questions that I came up with. Those were questions that I used to, that I picked. Now these are questions that I come up with. What was your favorite? What was your favorite thing about judging horse shows?
About what?
Judging horse shows.
I think meeting people, seeing different parts of the country. I've been all over the country. I've judged 48 of the 50 states, and I've judged the Australian Nationals twice, Italian Nationals 5 times, Denmark, Mexico, and Canada, plus the 48 states. And so I've seen a lot of country judging horse shows.
Yes, sir. All right, what was your favorite place to go to judge?
I liked Australia.
You liked Australia?
People speak English there, you can understand. And Italy, I liked Italy too. I had a English teacher there that she taught English in the public schools over there, and she would always interpret for me. But in Australia and in Canada and all, they speak English, so you didn't have to have an interpreter.
All right, what was the largest amount of horses you owned at one time?
When I decided was going to sell out, I had 50 head of mares, colts, everything. And it took me 2 years to sell them off without just dumping them, you know. So it took quite a while to get rid of them, but I was working, and then I'd go home, had to ride 6 or 7 horses at night, and then weekends they may have a horse show I wanted to go to, but I'd be judging somewhere way off and I couldn't go, so it was just kind of hard to work both systems into the same thing.
Yes, sir. All right. what was your favorite pet/animal you had?
It'd be horses.
Horses?
Horses, and then I always had a little dog or something, but I didn't. We didn't. When I was growing up, we couldn't have a house dog, but now we do. But I guess horses is my favorite animal.
All right. Now, the house dog, you couldn't have a house dog because it was too expensive to keep for? That this is just, I'm just the house dog that you couldn't have a house dog when you were growing up. Was it because it was too big?
No, it's just that people didn't let dogs and stuff in houses back then. They stayed out in the yard, and you didn't take them to the vet hardly, and you didn't buy dog food for them. They ate the scraps, so they done without. So now then, of course, pets and all is a big economic boost to the economy.
This was one that I thought I'd come up with because I've always wanted to know. When you were robbed, what was going through your mind when you were?
Just getting them out of there, it made you mad more than anything. Sharon, my wife and I were there, and he come in with the gun with his mask and everything on. But it just makes you mad more than anything. And you just hope you can get out of there without, you know, depending on where they hacked up on something or whatever there, so you just don't want anybody to get hurt. But it makes you mad more than it makes you scared.
All right. Okay, what are you most grateful for in your life?
People around me, family, this type of stuff, church people, all this kind of stuff.
All right. Okay. What advice would you give to your teenage self?
Work. Everything comes. Prepare yourself. Everything comes. Nothing is free. You have to work for. Set your goals. Work for your goals. Don't expect them to be able to achieve your goals overnight. You got a long time to go. Don't try to keep up with the Joneses. Be your own person, and everything will work out for you. You don't have to have a college degree to make a good living. However, that does help. But it depends mainly on the individual and what you really like to do with your life.
All right. Okay, can you tell me about one of the most difficult moments or difficult times in your life?
I don't really find anything that's been really that difficult. I've enjoyed life. I think I've had a good life. I've worked hard for it. I'd go to work at 4 o'clock in the morning. I'd work to 5 and 6 o'clock at night every day for 6 to 7 days a week for 35, 40 years. And I don't advise everybody to do that, but for me it worked because I can't sit still. I gotta have something to do.
Alright. And these are coming up on the last few questions. Can you tell me about the dumbest thing you've ever done in your life?
Besides getting married? No, not really. I don't know. I've made some mistakes, but looking back at it, I don't know that I'd change anything in my life.
Alright. Okay. And this will be the last one. What was the best thing that has ever happened to you?
I guess being raised with values and treat other people like that you'd like to be treated for yourself. I'm a person that's kind of point blank. I don't beat around the bush. Everybody knows how they stand with me, whether they like it or not. I think if a person just gets out there and tries to be himself, everything will work out fine for him.
All right. Well, that concludes the interview. Thank you, Granddaddy. This was Dan Moreland on Thanksgiving Day. All right.
All right.